what I told the board tonight was, and please, I'm not speaking for Sheriff Edwards, but what I had told the board tonight was, if I had to hire today 7 or 8 or 9 brand new correctional officers, I wouldn't be able to get them into the Corrections Academy until sometime after the first of the year. It's February-ish, I think. And then they would have to come back and do field training before they would be ready to go. So I think this intergovernmental agreement, I'm anticipating that this will probably go on for a minimum of 6 to 9 months before they could even possibly think about reopening as far as their staffing issues.
And from a financial standpoint, the $40 per day per inmate, I know there's been questions, well, is the county really making money on that? So I wanted you to kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, and it's kind of a, you can put that money in any context that you want to put it in. But basically what I've been telling everybody is, it costs me X number of dollars that are already budgeted from the general fund just to have the jail there. Whether there's one inmate or 105 inmates, those costs are pretty stable. So by bringing in $40 per day per inmate from Warren County, our additional expenses are some electrical costs, very minor, because we don't change our power bill doesn't change much anyway. Some water and soap for laundry, and the big one is $8 a day per prisoner for 3 meals. So 40 minus, if I really, really push it, probably $15 a day worth of expenses by the time I add a little extra help in for part-time helpers that I don't currently have. 40 minus the 15 is still $25 a day. And the whole 40 almost gets attributed to money that we're already budgeted for. It's money we're already spending out of the general fund. So it's good for our taxpayers to be able to, for us to be able to put, if this went on for a year, $320,000 back into the general fund. I've talked to Bev, the treasurer, and I've talked to Sarah Bonsack. It's a cash flow thing also. We get our money in two big bumps for the year. Well, this lets us have more coming in. So with $60 a day for 16 federal inmates and 23 Warren County and 4 Henderson County that we get paid the same $40 a day for, that's a pretty significant income stream.